This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and via the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort. Thank you so very much for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click the like button to like the page, and then jump on into the chat room like we've got a whole bunch of people doing right now. All right, to the telephone line we go, and on this Monday morning, we start out with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had that great rally over the weekend. It didn't turn out the number of people that we thought we were going to see and hear. There were a couple of reasons for that. Of course, the mainstream media is trying to push the agenda about, well, it was a smaller crowd, or he's lost his enthusiasm, and blah, blah, blah. But here's the big kicker to all of it. Over 4 million people watched the live stream by all the resources.
Yeah, isn't that something? A lot of people were interested in how the president was essentially going to kick off the campaign here with the big rally like that. And, you know, Captain, you had made an observation to me as well. There were a lot of young people that in the center there.
Yeah, I saw more younger people at this rally, maybe because the older people didn't show up because of the fact that they might have been afraid that they could have contracted the coronavirus, because that's all you were hearing. And now, and by the way, here you go, folks. You think turnaround's fair play. Now they're saying that the spike they're seeing in the cases of coronavirus, which is merely testing positive, it doesn't mean they're going to the hospital or any of that stuff, just that they tested positive, the spike is coming in the 20- and 30-year-old group.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And what we're not seeing, from what I understand, Captain, is people having to be hospitalized or showing symptoms, you know, being sick, basically. And so it may simply indicate, I think, as we've long suspected, that the COVID-19 virus may be widespread throughout our communities, but it affects different people differently. These people may have already had some mild form of it, and so we just need more information about it. But what's happening, though, and as you mentioned with the older folks, and that would be understandable, maybe not wanting to venture out at this point to go to a rally, but the media really hammered this whole thing. Literally, because now that the unrest has sort of died down, it's like we're switching back to terrifying people about COVID-19. And the media wanted everybody to know that this is, and even having the Trump rally, that was going to be this major disaster.
The politicians in Oklahoma, a couple of them, one of them, the attorney general, brought that suit, remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and another one was a congressman, Republican congressman. Oh, this is going to be terrible. People are going to be sick. They're going to die. All that crap. But anyway, listen to this one. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, our favorite Democrat from New York, who, by the way, has already spent $6.3 million on a reelection campaign, specifically asserted that teenagers allegedly reserved scores of tickets for the Tulsa event online and then failed to show up, thus preventing others from being able to attend. Not necessarily true, but one guy says, hey, I'm an older Oklahoma Democrat, and I personally ordered 300 tickets, and I never showed up.
Wow, yeah, very interesting. Well, but again, that's they believe maybe that's where the new warfare, at least in the political campaigns, might be. But generally speaking, though, what they're trying to frame that as a loss of enthusiasm, that President Trump's internal poll numbers are bad and Biden is plus 14 some poll, and none of it's, I don't buy any of it.
Here's what AOC said, and this is a quote. She tweeted this. Actually, you just got rocked by teens on TikTok. She said that to send a direct message to the Trump campaign manager, Brad Pasquale, referring to the popular Chinese video shared social media application. Well, AOC, nice try. But that wasn't the only reason.
And I guess fraud is okay, I guess. And then you're going to go out and tweet about it? That's funny.
Well, it's funny, but that's what Democrats do.
Yeah.
And by the way, how can you tell when a Democrat is lying?
I think I have a good idea.
When their lips are moving.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And even Biden and the campaign manager for Biden, I don't know what her name was, the black woman that was all over television yesterday. She just was just getting into it. And Dan, the man's on the line, but let's see here. You're going to get caught up in a break there, Dan, so hang on a minute. We'll pick you up right after the break. So hang on in there, Dan. And the thing of it is again, folks, this disease, pandemic, call it whatever you want, is not what they're trying to make it out to be. And if anybody believes Dr. Fauci anymore, who's totally lost his credibility, then I got a desert island in the South Pacific we'd like to send you to where I think they do nuclear tests. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain and you want to get rid of it and you tried other means of doing so, how about trying the all-natural product called Relief Factor? Because if you've got arthritis pain, and I have arthritis, if you have back pain, and I've got that, if you have neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain or ankle pain or hip pain or knee pain or just general muscle aches and pain from the job and the everyday life that you have, then I got an idea for you. It's called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, it only costs $19.95 to get started, and you'll know within 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And I'll tell you what, tens of thousands of people have gone over there to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And they've taken the Relief Factor. It's worked, and they're still taking it today. Now, I've been on it for 4 years. 4 years. And I was able to get rid of some prescription drugs that I was having to take that I didn't really want to take because they made me a little dizzy every now and then. It made me tired when I wasn't supposed to be. So, if you want to know what I know, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start a try. You'll be glad you did. Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's go to the professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. We've got Dan DeMann on the line. And Dan DeMann, did you see the rally Saturday night?
I watched it on TV. Okay. I watched it on Fox. They said the crowd was down. You really couldn't tell it. I thought he had sufficient numbers. I predicted 88,000, so I never really did hear a number.
They had 62. They had, the fire marshal had 6,200 tickets that were checked inside. However, that did not include all of the press, all of the campaign staff, all of the security people, which probably were another 2,000 or 3,000 people. I'm going to guess they had 10,000 people inside, maybe 11 or 12, plus what they had outside.
Right. Okay, well, there you go. That, Joe Biden will not give a speech to that size crowd.
Never.
Well, never now, because they're going to have a virtual convention. They're not going to have a physical party. You know, that's the party regulars like to get together every 4 years and have a party called a convention. They won't have it. That's gonna be a big hit against them, trying to rally the troops and get some excitement going. Now, but if I was an advisor to Trump, this is what I would advise him. One, quit calling the COVID-19 a disease. Call it for what it really is. It is a mild viral infection. All it is. Mm-hmm. Most people walking around with the mask. I saw a guy yesterday mowing his yard wearing a mask. Now, how stupid is that? All right. Now, once wearing the mask, probably already test positive for the antibody anyway. They've come in contact with it and never had the symptoms. And the mask thing is pretty good politically, because what they found out in the latest poll, 85% of Americans say they wear a mask regularly.
Yeah.
That is bull. You know, you want to look better than what you are, and I think that's kind of coming through the polls for Trump, against Trump, where he's showing he's 10%, 12%, 14% down. Probably none of it's true. I can remember in 1988, George H.W. Bush, Michael Dukakis, at this time in June, Dukakis was ahead by 12 points.
Yeah.
So that tells you where this, nobody's taken it serious yet.
Well, Hillary was up by double digits at this point, too.
Right. And, you know, it's not until people start taking it serious at the end of October, yep, that you start taking it serious, that you're going to put that in action.
All right. Now, I got a question for you. This has nothing to do with the rally. It has everything to do with John Bolton. John Bolton now is being discredited by members of the liberal press and the liberal media. And I'm going to play you just a little short clip and let you listen to MSNBC, two of their gurus going back and forth, talking about how John Bolton's book is filled with factual inaccuracies and classified information that shouldn't be there. This is just a short little piece.
Using a symbol that is on everyone's phones to begin with.
Mark, very quickly, I'm getting a hard rap, but I have to ask you about John Bolton's book. The president has obviously fired back at a number of the explosive revelations and allegations in that book. But the question for you and the campaign, are you concerned that a book coming out from a former top advisor could cost the president critical votes, particularly as it relates to moderate Republicans, as it relates to independents? What's your level of concern?
Zero, no concern whatsoever. This book is filled with factual inaccuracies. It's also filled with classified information that you would think that someone who is long in the national security apparatus would respect and understand. Clearly he doesn't, and I'm not worried about anything that John Bolton writes as having an impact on this election.
So, Jan, my question to you is, will this book have any impact on anything?
Nothing. Nothing at all. John Bolton is a cockroach, and when you shine light on a cockroach, it scatters. Mm-hmm. Right now, he is a man without a political party. The Republicans have turned on him 180 degrees. They can't stand him. He can't get on Fox. Though Hannity is going to interview him tomorrow night, I'm kind of curious to see how Hannity handles him, whether it'll be a friendly discussion or just drop down, let's put the dukes up and fight it out. I don't think he's a traitor. He said that's what he is, because you put classified information in a book so you can make millions. You're a traitor. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats don't want him around, and the Republicans don't want him around. And that's kind of his, I always thought his national security credentials were overblown, inflated. He's not the big, he's never met a war he didn't want us to get into.
True.
And that's what I think, one of the things I admire about Trump was, he wanted to rebuild the military, he wanted to keep it so strong, similar to Reagan, that we didn't have to use it. You know, people would be frightened of it. And I'm hoping we can get back to that place once again, because I've said this on your show before, that we live in a binary world. It's zeros and ones. We got a zero in Iraq, we got a zero in Afghanistan, we got a zero in Syria. We haven't won a war for a while. So we are going to have to rethink a lot of things. We're going to have to. Now we've got somebody our own size that is competing with us, and okay, that's China.
All right,
that's what we have to focus on.
All right, I got to let you go because we're running out of time, and I want to get back to Kyle. But a great call.
But one other thing.
Yeah.
One other thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should next rally Minnesota. That's where he's hot. He should take his, he should take the act of Minnesota.
Okay.
Because I think that's one state he could pick up after all this stuff in Minneapolis.
Okay, I think you're right. All right, thanks, Stan. That's Stan the Man, everybody. Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus. And I'm not sure where Trump's going next, but I do know he's coming to Florida very soon.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, I'd like to expand on one little thing that that Dan was talking about.
Sure.
I think that John Bolton, you know, yeah, he's putting all this stuff in a book, and there's a, you know, the big story is here's all the classified information. We're finally going to be in the know about all the bad stuff Trump has done and whatnot. Whether it's classified or not, I don't think the media cares. They just want the headline out there that,
dirt.
That it's dirt and it's bad. And, of course, also, and even if it was classified, information, the whole tenor is, well, so what? We're just trying to get Trump. And if you're trying to get Trump, everything is thrown out the window. Due process,
yeah.
Anything you can think of
yeah.
is just laid waste. Because
now, the problem that Bolton is going to have right now is even though the lawsuit that was lost by the White House so the book could proceed ahead opened up the door, the floodgates, if you will, for civil and criminal lawsuits against him, because if there's any classified information in there at all when it comes out, and there's advanced copies that are out there already, some of the media outlets already have it and they've been leaking it, if there's advanced information that's out there, boy, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, there sure will be. And you know, Captain, you know, this isn't the first time we've heard, well, you know, the Trump administration is breaking the law, it's doing this, he's asking China for help, and on it goes. And none of it's ever panned out. I think they're really surprised. They think that they're going to get something on this president, but he's not the kind of politician they think he is. He's not a garden variety that has these kinds of skeletons and stuff like that. So, you know, I really do think that a lot of this is gonna fizzle, but they'll try to make hay out of it for every single day on these different channels and so forth. And but we're trying to set the record straight here.
Well, that's the deal. We're a news program and we're a talk program at the same time, and we try to give the credible side of the news out there, not just somebody that's out there winging, throwing an opinion into the mix.
Well, exactly. And it's unfortunate, you know, because number one, you know, like I was saying, I don't think any of the stuff Bolton is trying to peddle is going to pan out. But really, does he think the alternative is much better? I mean, in other words, is this just a personal vendetta against Donald Trump? Does he really want the Biden machine to take over?
Well, remember, he's not very well revered by the Trump, by the Bushes either, because he left there under some dire circumstances. So anyway, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we roll along into the night. We had a number of shootings over the weekend. It wasn't just about Chicago. We had other shootings. We're going to talk about them. What the hell is going on? And some of this stuff, by the way, is going on right in the middle of where these rallies have been going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and Wayne Allen Root is just about getting his sea legs underneath him again. We'll bring him back on the show here shortly. I don't know how soon that'll be, but I'll be reaching out to him this week to find out. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. They've saved me a lot of money over the 14 years that I've been with them. And every year, let me see here, where is it? Knock on wood. I get the 10% safe driving discount, too. Well, they've got to give a lot of different things. And right now, they have rolled back their premiums by 15% until October because of the coronavirus issues that we've had to try to help people out. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and they will give you a quote on the car, the truck, the boat you're driving, whatever it is you use to get to work, motorcycle, RV, whatever. And then again, if you've got a home or you rent, you can also get homeowners or renters insurance through them, too. Now, if you bundle it all together, you'll get a cheaper rate on your insurance just like I do. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Over the weekend, we had a melee of shootings. We'll start with Chicago. When I came in yesterday, the total from Saturday night was 38. By dark Sunday night, 56 people had been shot and 9 killed in Chicago over the weekend.
You know, Captain, I can't imagine why this isn't front page news, in the sense that it would galvanize our country to actually do something about this kind of violence. You know, we hear about the tragic violence that we've observed. We've seen the protests and so forth. But here you have so many people's lives that are being taken or forever altered, obviously, in some way, shape, or form. And if we want to really get serious, we have to start seriously addressing these kinds of issues.
Well, here's the problem. This is predominantly black on black, and it's predominantly young people that this is happening to. And that doesn't fit the narrative right now with what's going on with the protests across the country, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Now, the other thing is, in Minneapolis, we had one man killed, 11 people wounded on a shooting that took place Saturday night. The police had a little bit of trouble getting there quickly, and the EMTs had a little trouble getting there quickly because the crowd that immersed didn't want to let the EMTs in, who wanted to be escorted by the police because they feared for their safety.
Exactly, and this is the takeaway from this is happening in America. They're trying to impede not only the police but the EMTs. I mean, this is so far beyond the pale, it's just unbelievable.
And then we had two separate incidents happen in Seattle. First of all, human remains, not of just one, but of, it looks like, maybe two or three people, from what I'm hearing now, washed ashore in plastic bags. Plastic bags. So that means that somebody went out and apparently chopped somebody out through the water, the bodies in the water, and thought that they were going to sink or something. Well, they didn't. They came back to shore. And then, in the foreign country, formerly known as Chaz, now known as Chop, they had a shooting there where one teenager was killed and another one was wounded. And that's about all we know, because they weren't even going to let the cops in there to begin with.
Well, that's right, Captain. Police were turned back by many, many protesters banding together and keeping them from being able to investigate what appears to be a murder.
And get this, the cops had to back up because the stuff that they had used for crowd control has now been banned by the mayor. They can't have the bang sticks, they can't have the tear gas, they can't have the clubs, none of that stuff.
You know, it is so unconscionable that now we have, again, what appears to be a straight-up murder that cannot be investigated, and that murderer is free, presumably somewhere in the chop. But obviously, again, this is happening in the United States of America. I can't imagine. I mean, this is indefensible, and I can't imagine that you're going to have Democrat operatives come out and try to defend this kind of stuff.
And then we had some really strange news come out of Atlanta over the weekend. The woman suspect that they're looking for that was caught on video, you saw her picture, right?
Right.
Is believed to be the girlfriend of the deceased Rashad Brooks, who was shot in the back by the officer.
Well, that's right. And evidently, this person who's identified by the police as Natalie White, 29 years old, she's a suspect right now in connection to the fire at the Wendy's restaurant where all this took place in Atlanta. They're looking for her to question her, obviously. Evidently, Rashad Brooks, the man who was shot, he was mentioning her by name on the body cam footage. So that's where they draw this connection. But they've released a security cam video of this young lady, and that's who they're looking for.
Yeah, and we'll just have to see where this all goes, because, I mean, it keeps getting stranger and stranger and stranger. Now, our trade advisor, Mr. Navarro, came out, no uncertain terms, on a foreign network yesterday. Well, not foreign. It wasn't Fox or one of those. I think it was NBC.
CNN.
CNN. Okay, CNN. I know it was a whatever. But anyway, he came out and he said, China, no doubt about it, spawned the virus, as he said from the beginning. And he did say that from the beginning, and he's absolutely correctly spot on. There is no spin.
There is no spin, and certainly, you know, there are different scenarios, but it always comes back to China being responsible for this. And I think, Captain, as we get a little bit more time and perspective on it, because right now the spin is too much with the idea that no, it was a bat or it was this or that, and how could it have been intentional? Because early on, some scientists said they don't see that in this virus, but I think with time and perspective, we're going to hear a lot more about this. and it was from a lab, I think, is going to be confirmed, and that China didn't tell us. We already know that, and so it just gets worse from there. But it always goes back to China being responsible.
Have you ever been to the Museum of Natural History?
No, I have not.
Well, I have, and they have a lot of great statues there and a lot of great history there, all about the United States, the founding fathers, people that served in the military, former presidents, including one of Teddy Roosevelt on a horse as a Rough Rider.
Right, right. Yeah, the Rough Riders, yeah.
Now, the Museum of Natural History has announced they're going to be removing the Teddy Roosevelt statue. Now, the New York Times reported a story that the museum staff and city officials had come to an agreement to take down the statue, which depicts the former president on horseback leading two figures on foot, one Native American and one African American. Now, do the people not realize that the Rough Riders had Native Americans and African Americans in them serving under him? Do they not realize that?
Well, in this day and age...
What the hell? We're talking about a military charge, one of the most famous ones ever, by Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders in Cuba. And this was part of his force. And now suddenly, well, it's factually correct. This is absolutely factually 100% correct. Go look it up. Go check out the history of Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders. And now this suddenly is not politically correct. Give me a break.
Well, you know, Captain, this is exactly the Orwellian nightmare predicted by George Orwell back in 1948 when he wrote his classic 1984.
It's what the Bolsheviks and the communists did when they formed Lenin's version of the Soviet Union.
Well, sure, and see, you have to cancel
and they took
everything.
People out in the streets and in the woods, line them up, and shot them and killed them.
And that's right, because they thought they were doing good. But this is to wipe out everything. This is the same reason why they're attacking statues of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, I can't compute this.
But and Thomas Jefferson, too.
And Thomas Jefferson.
And George Washington.
That's right. It's the idea that you have to just basically, just take a bulldozer to everything. Because, Captain, what they want to do is they want to put their own thing in place, just like the Bolsheviks, just like the idea of, I mean, this is a cleansing on a scale that I don't think that we've seen culturally since the Cultural Revolution in China.
Well, America needs to wake up, and they really need to understand what's going on here. And for you people that are sitting out there, the moral majority, call it whatever you want. Remember, we had the moral majority a few years ago. Now, Dr. Jerry Falwell, I was a charter member of that, very proud to be. You need to wake up again, and you need to retake and restake America and America's values and America's principles, because this minority of people out there, the Black Lives Matter and all these other folks that are out there, Antifa, are not the majority, and they are not going to prevail. Not on my watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and this is hour number one of the four-hour program that plays all night long across the country. And we thank everybody that's tuning in, chiming in, opining in. I've got people that have been calling during the breaks. I've got all kinds of messages, direct messages and whatnot. Got a couple of emails. But right now, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J. Pull on into one of those places on the Third Watch. Tell them you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. All right, here we go.
Gotta stick it.
the tractors, baby likes the rocket, like the boogie woogie choo choo train. And we'll get back into that here towards the end of the segment here. But right now, I want to get to Kyle here. Kyle, I am looking at temperatures out there in California that look like they're going to be through the roof. What's going on there in the inland area?
Well, they are going to go through the roof, Captain, especially up in Northern California.
And Southern Oregon, too, around Medford.
And Southern Oregon, exactly. Basically, there's a high ridge of pressure, we understand, coming through. That's going to put the temperatures into the triple digits, and that's going to last at least for a couple of days. Might be a little bit of cooling, but there's another high ridge coming in towards the middle or towards the end of the week, essentially. So that's going to keep the temperatures very high up in Northern California. Here in Southern California, it's a tale of tale of north and south here of California, because we've still got mild temperatures for the foreseeable next several days, but the heat is really packing on up there in Northern California.
Well, we're looking good in Oregon, except for the area around Medford where the temperatures are going to skyrocket, but Washington State looking good, Idaho looking good, Nevada looking good tonight, same for Utah, same for Arizona. You've still got that bad air quality over there in the western part of New Mexico coming from the fogs, not only in the fires, not only in Arizona, but also there's a fire raging right now in that southwestern corner of New Mexico. Now, we've got some fire threat advisories in the southwestern corner of Colorado. It's been that way for a while. But, Kyle, over in the midwestern states, it'll start with North Dakota, South Dakota, a little scattered showers there, Nebraska, nothing there. Kansas, dead center Kansas, some scattered showers there. But down into Oklahoma, central Oklahoma into the southwest and south and southern Oklahoma, all the way to the border, we've had some severe thunderstorm warnings, watches, flood warnings, flood watches, and in the northeastern corner around Plainview, Texas, we've had some thunderstorm warnings in there, too. And now I see one that just popped up in the southwestern corner of Arkansas. So that's what the weather's doing right now. And wait a minute, here's another one. How do you like that? Ask for it and it shall appear. Up in Iowa, around Des Moines, you've got a thunderstorm warning there. And then over to the east towards Bettendorf along I-80, possibly even a little bit further south than that. It looks like as if we've got some flood watches and warnings in there, too.
Exactly, and over in, I believe, let's see, it looks like that's North Carolina. I've got some flood warnings as well.
Yeah, and I now see another one that popped up. Boy, that's changing right in front of me here, the map. Now I see something south of Cleveland, flood watches and flood warnings, and what looks like a severe thunderstorm warning down along I-70 east of Columbus.
That's right. And as we mentioned about in the west, you know, we've got that heat that's expanding out there in the west, and looks like the jet stream has lifted back up again. That's really one of the big reasons.
Now, we've got fog tonight up the east coast in a couple places. First of all, North Carolina, north central North Carolina, headed up towards Virginia. Might have a little fog around the Norfolk area, but we definitely have quite a bit of ground fog along I-95 from the from the Maine, New Hampshire line all the way to Nova Scotia tonight, so be advised you'll be traveling some heavy fog there. Now, it looks like as if we're going to have the excessive heat watches most of the week out west by you, so you're stuck with it out there. And this is going to be dangerous heat, the kind of stuff that people with breathing conditions and whatnot are going to be told to stay inside.
That's right, yeah, triple digits, we're looking at 100 degrees, 105 degrees, you know, in that zone, from what I understand. So that's right, all those heat precautions you have to take seriously and definitely adhere to.
Now, I've been thinking about this ever since we heard about, well, AOC says that she took down the and screwed things up and got on the computer and did this and did that. They may have done that to a small degree by fudging up the ticket sales, or not sales, ticket, free tickets that they give out by people having to register, giving your information, because that's how they harvest the information they get. But Kyle, I've got a much better idea, I think, for the Trump campaign from here on in when it comes to rallies. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Start charging for the damn tickets, okay? Everybody gets a $10. You want a ticket? It's going to cost you $10. You want a ticket? From now on, it's going to cost you $10. You pay that $10, you get your ticket. The only people who will be accepted to that might be disabled veterans, I'm thinking. Police officers injured in the line of duty, that sort of thing. Try to keep it fair in that respect, because I would give them a break over anybody else.
And they would be at the door, I would think, right? Because otherwise,
sure,
you don't want certain financiers or so to be able just to flood the market with, just buy up a bunch of tickets online. But you'd have to be there in order to do that.
And, hey, if the Democrats are stupid enough to pay $10 a ticket and they want to buy a bunch of tickets, let them do it. Because if he gets 10,000 people at a rally at $10 a pop, that's $100,000, right?
That's right.
And then maybe, just maybe, all these, well, can you give me another 25? All this stuff that I'm getting from the campaign right now, I've already given them money. I'm not going to give them any more until it gets a little bit further down the line, and then I'll give them one more shot. I just don't hand them money every week.
Well, right, right. So, I mean, there's going to be a way to combat this kind of thing. And, of course, people like AOC and so forth, they're just going to try to make as much hay out of this as possible because they have a very friendly media who will pick up that ball and run with it to say, oh, look, you know, the Trump campaign got schnookered by, you know, a bunch of people on their computer or whatever the case may be. And it just goes into the narrative. But really, Captain, you know, here President Trump had so many thousands of people. Could Joe Biden actually, you know, mm-hmm. command even half
yeah.
that?
I have seen vendors set up at the rallies where Donald Trump was gone. I've seen them selling hats for $20 and $25, shirts for $30, $35, flags for $30 to $40, all stuff that you can go on the Internet at any time and buy for half that amount of money if you know where to look.
Well, sure.
So instead of, and I'm not saying that you don't have the merchandisers there anymore. That's fine. Have them there. But charge for the damn ticket.
Yeah, well, that's a real possibility.
And that will probably stop this crap, because you think those kids are going to go online and give $10 for a rally? No, hell no. The ones that their AOC was talking about, all that, it'll never happen.
Well, no, I don't think so. But honestly, even the people that were there last night, Captain, they showed great enthusiasm. And also, the president played that rally as if he were, you know, speaking to a capacity crowd. And because I think he knew people were going to be watching this online, watching this on television, he got his message out. And I can't imagine the Democrat, the Biden campaign, being able to, you know, compete with the jobs that were created under President Trump, the trade deals, all these different things, the deregulation and how people have been able to really blossom in their businesses, yes, pre-COVID-19, but again, people understood that the economy wasn't going bad, it was the COVID-19 shutdown. And so people understand that President Trump, quote-unquote, did it once, he can do it again.
Yep, and hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, Hour Number 2, coming back around. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 to render an opinion here on the program. We're always open to hearing from people. And if you've got a different opinion, that's fine. Call too, but just be disrespectful. Or don't be disrespectful, because if you are, you're going to get hung up on.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.